One of the great wonders of the natural world is the annual migration of monarch butterflies between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The 6,000-kilometer round trip, made by millions of monarchs, holds a central mystery that entomologists are still trying to solve. The non-breeding butterfly, that goes from Canada to Mexico and partway back, lives 6 to 9 months. But when this butterfly leaves Mexico after winter rest, it may reach Texas, where it mates, lays eggs, and dies. A breeding butterfly dies soon after laying eggs. So a daughter born on a Texas prairie goes on to lay an egg and dies in a field of South Dakota, and that egg becomes a granddaughter. That leads to a great-granddaughter born in Winnipeg, Canada. Come autumn, how does she find her way back to the same grove of trees in Mexico that sheltered her great-grandmother 4,000 kilometers away? Wildebeest, in their famous migration across the Serengeti, learned by following their mothers. But the golden horde of butterflies moving south through North America each fall is a throng of leaderless orphans. Birds orientate themselves by stars, landmarks, or the Earth's magnetism, and they, at least, have bird brains. What butterflies accomplish with a rudimentary cluster of nerve cells is staggering. Scientists are fairly certain that they don't use the Earth's magnetic field or the sky's polarized light to orientate themselves. More likely, they are one of the few creatures on Earth that can orientate themselves both in latitude and longitude, a feat that seafaring humans did not manage until the 1700s, with the advent of the sextant and compass. All monarchs start migrating when the sun at their latitude drops to about 57 degrees above the southern horizon. The northward migration this spring was the biggest in many years, raising hopes of butterfly enthusiasts throughout North America after witnessing several years of decline.